From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two high school sophomores, Ethan Wincoop and Tiana Chen, sneak away from their homes in suburban Washington, D.C. and fly to Hong Kong. They're searching for Tiana's father, a Chinese dissident who believes China is just a spark away from democratic revolution. He's gone missing after landing in Hong Kong, and Tiana is determined to find out what happened. This is the plot of a new young adult novel, a thriller based on a true story. It's written by Fred Hyatt. He's the editorial page editor of The Washington Post. And Fred joins me here in the studio, along with the young woman who inspired the book, 23-year-old Tiana Wong. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Tiana, your name tells a story in itself, right? Tell us about that.
Yes, I was born in 1989, and my father, being a democracy activist, he was paying a lot of attention to what was going on in Tiananmen, Beijing at that time. So after the massacre, he named me Tiana to commemorate the victims of the Tiananmen Square massacre, and also to celebrate the ideals of freedom and democracy. He really wanted to remember their courage.
Let's talk a bit more about your dad, Wong Bingzhang. He was a Chinese exile, moved to Canada, right, where you grew up, left a career in medicine to become a very prominent democracy activist. And like the father in Fred's book, he went on a trip and disappeared. You were 13 at the time?
Correct.
And what did you piece together later about what happened to him?
In 2002, my father went on a trip to Vietnam. He was hoping to meet with labor activists near the Chinese-Vietnamese border when he was kidnapped and forced into China on a boat. He was, you know, blindfolded, beaten, gagged, and then left at a temple to be picked up by Chinese police within minutes of being left there. So that's the story that he told us.
Yeah. And he's been held as a prisoner in China ever since. It's been more than 10 years now.
Correct. He was, after his arrest, he was subsequently charged with terrorism and espionage. He had a one-day trial and then found guilty of those charges and sentenced to life in prison.
Fred Hyatt, how did you find out about Tiana and her father's story?
Well, I'd heard about Wong, but I hadn't really focused on him until late 2008, when at the Washington Post, we received a beautiful op-ed about his case, which happened to be written by Tiana Wong, who at the time was just out of high school and had come to Washington to spend a year to try and bring attention to her father's case. So I read the op-ed, we published it, and then I asked if she wanted to get a cup of coffee. I just wanted to meet this obviously unusual young person.
And what struck you about the piece that Tiana wrote and about meeting her for the first time?
Well, it struck me as quite courageous that she had left Montreal and moved to Washington really without any contacts. And I think I was also struck by the name and the expectation. Of course, it's a beautiful name and it's beautiful to commemorate the democracy aspirations of Tiananmen Square, but also what a burden for a young person to have to live up to, in a sense. And I think that struck me.
Does it feel like a burden to you, Tiana, to have a name that has the resonance of that massacre in Tiananmen Square?
I guess a little bit. It feels more like a responsibility. I think in the novel, the fictional Tiana and I feel like, given the circumstance, you know, in her case, the father's disappearance, and in my case, my father's imprisonment, it's kind of inescapable that we feel like we have to respond to sort of the responsibility that was given to us that's embedded in our names. Yeah. Mm.
Fred, how did you decide to turn this story into this novel for young adults?
It sort of decided itself for me. I started that summer without a great plan, working on a young adult novel. And I thought it was going to be the story of Ethan and his adventure in Asia. And as I wrote, the Tiana character, which I appropriated at the time without permission or without even telling or asking Tiana, just kind of became a more and more important part of the story until really it was a story of the two of them and their friendship and the adventure they go on together.
When you first saw Fred's novel, Tiana, and realized that this was based on you and your story had been turned into fiction, what was that experience like for you?
Well, it took me completely by surprise. You know, the conversations about human rights in China, they can be a little numbingly familiar after you talk about it, you say the same sort of things about what's going on with your father. And in fact, there's not that much progress, and there's a lot of, it's marked by a lot of stagnation. So having a book and finding a new creative approach to talking about human rights issues, it's really inspiring for me too.
Tiana, tell us about the latest you've heard from your dad or about your dad. What's his condition?
The last letter we got a month and a half ago, he told us that was, you know, there's a part that's directed specifically for me because he only gets one letter a month. And so he writes a really long letter, and then there are sections of it for each member of my family.
He's only allowed to write one letter a month.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. On one hand, he's really encouraging of whatever it is that I want to do. On the other hand, you know, he also has his own ideas of what I should do with my life. But the part that I remember the most from the last letter was that he apologized for the amount of pain that he's caused my family, you know, in the last 10 years. But also said that he had no regrets because he felt like he responded to his calling. Yeah.
That must have been really hard to read.
Yeah.
Hmm. What have you heard about his health?
I think his psychological health is what worries my family more than anything. He himself is losing hope in the possibility of freedom, and you know, that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is your father's case on the radar at the State Department?
Yes, yes.
It is.
Yeah.
And what have you heard?
Well, they raised his case, you know, at whenever there's high-level meetings, you know, and there's an opportunity to talk about human rights issues. There's a standard list of prisoners that they hand over, and my father is somewhere on that list. I don't exactly know what order, but, yeah.
Fred Hyatt, do you have any hope or expectation that this book will raise the level of attention to Tiana's father's case?
I do hope that, and Tiana and I each wrote afterwards for this book, and Tiana's is quite beautiful, but I think we'd both be very happy to write different afterwards for the paperback. Mm. You know, what I hope that people who read the book will get the idea that there's really no reason for this man who's now 66, right, to be in prison, and you know, there is new leadership in China, and I think we can hope that as they consolidate, maybe they'll take a slightly different attitude towards some of these questions.
Fred Hyatt, author of the young adult thriller 9 Days, and Tiana Wong, daughter of Wang Bingzhang, who inspired the book. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.